So let's review. In the previous daf, we learned the opinion of Acherim that a round sukkah is possible. However, Amar Rabbi Yechanan, sukkah ha'asuya kekivshan, im yesh behekefer kedei leishu b'chof dal b'nei adam k'shera v'mla psulo. Rabbi Yechanan disagrees and holds that a round sukkah is kosher, provided it has hechsher sukkah, the minimum shear, which he describes as large enough for 24 people to sit around in a circle. The question is, what is this measurement and why? Clearly, in order for a round sukkah to be kosher, it must be able to fit a ribua denafik migoye gula, a square that has hechsher sukkah inside the circle. Now, the Gemara employs two geometric axioms. One, kol amsa biribua, amsa v'trei chumshi balachsayna. Every amma of the side of a square makes for an amma and two fibs, or 1.4 ammas in the diagonal of that square. Two, kol sheyesh behekefoy shloisha tvachim, yesh beirechiv tefach. A circle that has a circumference of 3 tefachim has a diameter of 1 tefach, referred to as pi. Now, the largest minimum requirement for a sukkah is the opinion of Rebbe. Arba amas al arba amas. Based on the first rule, 4 amas size will produce a diagonal of 5 3/5, or 5.6 amas. 4 times 5.6 is 1.4. When we place a square into a circle, the diagonal of the square is the diameter of the circle. Based on the second rule, a diameter of 5.6 will produce a circumference of 16 4/5, or 16.8 amma. 5.6 times 16.8 is 3. Now, Rabbi Yechanan said that the circle must accommodate 24 people. This can be interpreted two ways. If the people are inside the circle, the circumference must be 24 ammas, since gavra ba'amsa yosef, each person occupies 1 amma. However, that would be too big, since we just calculated that we only need a circumference of 16.8 to fit a 4x4 square. However, if the 24 people are outside the circle, the diameter of the circle is reduced by the space occupied by 2 people, 2 amas, from 8 to 6. The circumference will then be 18 amas, and loy dok l'chumra. Rabbi Yechanan rounded it off from 16.8 to 18 for a slightly larger circle, which would certainly fit the required square. Rabbanan de Kisari, the rabbis of Caesarea, or the Dayani de Caesarea, the judge of Caesarea, had a different explanation of Rabbi Yechanan. Ribua denafik migoye gula palga. The perimeter of a square that is placed inside a circle is 1/2 of its own perimeter, smaller than the circumference of that circle. The square of 4x4 amas has a perimeter of 16 amas, plus 8, half of 16, will be 24 for the circumference of the circle. However, the Gemara says that the surrounding circle is not that much larger than the square, as explained earlier, and this calculation is incorrect. The Gemara next discusses various huts and their accepted use as sukkahs. Amram Levi Mishum Reb Meir, Shtei sukkah shal yitzrim zu lefne mizu, ha-pnimis eina sukkah, v'chayeves b'mezuzah, v'chatzayin et sukkah b'turman ha-mezuzah. Rashi explains that potters would use the inner hut as their dwelling and storage of completed pots, and the outer hut as a workshop and display area. The inner hut cannot be used as a sukkah because it's not apparent that he's using it l'shem sukkah, since he lives there all year, and therefore it requires a mezuzah. The outer hut could be used as a sukkah and does not need a mezuzah because it's not used as a dwelling all year. Even though it's like a beis shaar, a gatehouse to the inner hut, it is still exempt from mezuzah because the inner hut is not considered a permanent dwelling worthy of an entrance hall. The Gemara continues, Tan Rabbanan, Ganvach, which stands for Sukkos Goyim, Gentiles sit out there in the summer, Sukkos Nashim, women sit there while weaving, Sukkos Behema, provide shade for the animals, Sukkos Kutim, the Kutim sit out there, Kshera are all kosher sukkos. Similarly, Tan Rabbanan, Sukkos Rakvash, which stands for Sukkos Royim, the huts of shepherds, Sukkos Kayatsim, of those who watch the drying figs, Sukkos Burganin, of those who guard the city, Sukkos Shomri Peiris, of those who watch the produce, Kshera are all kosher sukkos. The Chiddush of Ganvach is, even though they are all used by Lav B'nei Chiyuva, those who are not obligated in the mitzvah, the Chiddush of Rakvash is, even though they are Loi Kivi, not permanent. Regarding all of them, the Braisa adds, U'bavach Tehei Musuchechez Kilchasa. Of course, it has to meet the minimum requirements of a sukkah. The Braisa means to add that it must have been made to provide shade. As Rashi explains, we follow the Beis Hillel that a sukkah does not need to be made l'shem sukkah for the sake of the mitzvah, but it has to be made l'shem tzel to provide shade, which requires more schach than if it was made only l'tznias b'alma to provide some privacy, in which case the sukkah would be possible.